I'm turning to Catherine Lerner of Browser's Bookshop in Woodbridge. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello. The weather's getting worse. Christmas is coming. Is this a good time of the year for the book trade?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's a time to get in front of an open fire and read a good book, and it's a good time to buy a present because a book is a perfect present for Christmas.
Isn't it? Isn't it just? You've got two selections for a good read this week, starting off with your adult selection, A Question of Identity by Susan Hill.
Yes, so it's a detective or a crime novel, and I can't say that I'm usually an avid fan of crime books, but every now and again I do find that they're just what you need to escape from daily life. You get fully immersed in the mystery and the puzzle of the plot and keep turning the pages, and then you know there's going to be some sort of resolution at the end. So I do like a crime book occasionally, and one that gets me thinking, and this one certainly does that. It's written by the novelist Susan Hill, and she's not known necessarily for her crime books, but she's quite phenomenal in her output. She's written about 50 books, I think, and she's probably better known for her other titles. She's written children's books, memoirs, novels, general novels, and ghost stories. She's actually the person who wrote the story behind the play and the film of The Woman in Black. But this book is the seventh in her series of crime books written around a central character called Simon Serrallier. And this is the first one I've read, so I don't think you have to read the series in order. But it's beautifully written. It feels completely authentic in everything that it does, in the presentation of the court and police procedure and dialogue and the characterisation. So I was completely lost in that world, and I didn't want to put it down until I'd reached the conclusion. And essentially, it's about a man who was tried for a series of murders but found not guilty, and he was subsequently given a new identity. But many years later, more murders occur, and they all have this similarity to the first case. So the police now need to track down this mystery man, the person who they can't track down because he was given a new identity, so the original murderer doesn't exist anymore, but they know that it's this same case. So that's the mystery. They've got to find this person behind the crimes that they know have been committed.
Oh, it sounds gripping. My wife's a massive fan of crime novels. She's just sort of got into them from, I don't know quite where she stumbled across them, but suddenly the house is full of them at the moment. And the more weird and disturbing, the better.
Oh, really?
Which is,
oh.
She's a very sweet lady, but she reads these incredibly disturbing kind of psychological thrillers. So that one will be completely on her list there. So it's A Question of Identity by Susan Hill, and it sounds intriguing. Has any of her sort of crime novels and stuff been adapted for TV or anything? Because most
no.
of them are these days, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. I've been quite surprised by that, because I met her recently, and she says that they are getting a reputation, so it may be that they do come onto a higher profile soon, but I think at the moment they're more of a little cult knowledge that, you know, it's a word of mouth thing of have you read Susan Hill's crime novels, because they are brilliant.
Yeah, well, you're spreading that word of mouth around Suffolk, which is excellent.